This morning, a team of doctors in Los Angeles completed a very rare operation. They separated twins that were joined at the head. Maria Teresa and Maria de Jesus Quille Alvarez are 1 year old. They arrived in Los Angeles from Guatemala in June.
Humán Hammadi is an MD-PhD fellow who witnessed the surgery. He described the procedure on NBC's Today.
The room was divided in two parts. There was one team that was focusing on one baby, Maria Teresa, another team focusing on Maria de Jesus, the second twin. And essentially, the procedure consisted of both teams working in tandem, along with the anesthesiologists, the nurses, the neurosurgeons, and the craniofacial plastic surgeons, to try to first separate the bone between the two babies, actually separate their skulls, then very finely try to separate the individual blood vessels, make sure that they each have their own circulation within their brain, and in fact that circulation functions, and then finally to separate the remaining bone and the skin, rebuild new bone over the brain on each of the children, and to sew the skin back up over that.
Dr. Humán Hammadi also described the mood when the operation was finished.
Everyone had goosebumps at the end of the procedure. People were cheering, people were clapping, people were crying. It was more than optimistic. It was overjoyed, and we can't wait till we see these kids playing, laughing, crying like normal baby children.
Humán Hammadi on NBC's Today.
Later in the morning, one of the girls was taken back into surgery. Dr. Michael Karpf, director of the UCLA Medical Center, explained that Maria Teresa had developed a hematoma, a collection of blood under her scalp.
This was not necessarily an unexpected complication. Dr. Jorge Lazarev has sent word that he thinks that this will be manageable and that he still feels that the surgery can be quite successful for Maria Teresa. As I said earlier before, we will be on a minute-to-minute basis, hour-to-hour basis, and a day-to-day basis. We are through a critical phase. The surgery was the first major step that was really quite successful. We need to get through the next couple of days. We just can't get ahead of ourselves.
Dr. Michael Karpf, director of the UCLA Medical Center.
It's rare for twins to be conjoined at the top of the head like these two girls. Cranial separations have only been performed 5 times in the last 10 years, not always successfully. Even if both of these girls survive, they still face more operations.